Good morning, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin to arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India for India-Russia annual summit. Indian Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in New Delhi. India's Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar assumes chairship of International IDEA for 2026 in Stockholm, Sweden. India delivers Bailey Bridge and 500 water purification kits to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. And Trump administration orders enhanced vetting for H-1B visa applicants. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. We have more in this report.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. Defence Minister in a statement said that two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Chief Election Commissioner C.C. Gyanesh Kumar has assumed the chairship of the Council of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA, for 2026. India has been elected as a new chair of the Council of Member States of International IDEA for 2026. India is one of the 14 founding member states of the organization. Mr. Kumar assumed the chairship of Stockholm, Sweden. In his acceptance speech, C.C. Kumar highlighted the scale of India's democratic exercise, noting the country has over 900 million electors across 28 states and 8 union territories. The CEC says, India aims to share not only the learnings of the world's largest democracy, but also the democratic values and principles deeply rooted in civilizational heritage.
India has been the mother of democracy, and today it is also the largest democracy in the world. With more than 900 million voters across 28 states and 8 union territories in India, the Election Commission of India has nearly 75 years of experience in conducting transparent elections and preparing accurate electoral rolls based on eligibility. As Chief Election Commissioner of India, I, Gyanesh Kumar, accept the chairship of Council of Member States of International IDEA. Jai Hind, Jai Bharat.
As part of humanitarian assistance after Cyclone Dithwa, an IAF aircraft delivered a Bailey Bridge and 500 water purification kits to Sri Lanka yesterday under Operation Sagar Bandhu. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said the bridge will help restore road connectivity in areas cut off in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa. The death toll in Cyclone hit Sri Lanka has risen to 479, with 350 still remaining missing, while the island braces for adverse weather conditions forecast for coming days. Sri Lanka has been grappling with widespread flooding, landslides and infrastructure collapse triggered by Cyclone Dithwa, leaving several districts isolated and severely straining the country's disaster response capacity. India significantly expanded its humanitarian aid under Operation Sagar Bandhu, deploying air, sea and ground assets to support relief efforts. We have a report.
Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, India has delivered a vital lifeline to cyclone hit Sri Lanka. Days after Cyclone Detwa tore through Sri Lanka, leaving behind a trail of destruction including roads, bridges, electricity lines and railway lines, the local authorities now look at restoring connectivity. An Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft delivered a Bailey Bridge and 500 water purification kits last night. The bridge is a prefabricated, readily deployable structure that will help restore road connectivity in areas cut off in the wake of Cyclone Detwa. Indian assistance is continuing with ongoing airlifts of relief material, evacuations and medical aid across the island. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
We spoke to Indian High Commissioner to Sri Lanka Santosh Jha about India's humanitarian aid to the island nation under Operation Sagar Bandhu.
Well, as part of the Operation Sagar Bandhu, we have the next series of assistance that has arrived today by C-17 Globemaster. We have these Bailey bridges that have been sent, which will be installed at various places where the bridge is in a state of disrepair to restore connectivity. This is first of the heavy lift that we have over the last 4-5 days, and there will be some more that will be coming down the line. This is something that was specifically requested by the President of Sri Lanka or the Prime Minister, and we have been able to deliver it within 48 hours. Of the request.
This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Trump administration has increased vetting for H-1B visa applicants, directing U.S. consular officers to review applicants' resumes and social media profiles for any work connected to censorship or protected speech. An internal State Department cable says applicants involved in activities such as content moderation, fact-checking, misinformation work, or online safety could be deemed ineligible. The policy applies to all visa categories but calls for heightened scrutiny of H-1B applicants, many of whom work in tech. The move aligns with the administration's focus on free speech and its claims of online suppression of conservative voices. The new rules follow earlier measures tightening visa vetting, including social media screening and higher H-1B fees. In Bangladesh, Dhaka woke up to mild tremors early this morning as an earthquake struck the capital and surrounding areas around 6:15 a.m. According to India's National Centre for Seismology, the quake measured 4.1 on the Richter scale, with its epicentre located at Narsingri near Dhaka. There was no immediate report of casualties or damage. Due to the relatively shallow depth, the tremor was felt lightly across nearby districts, briefly rattling households and waking up residents in parts of the capital. Experts have repeatedly warned that Bangladesh remains highly vulnerable to major earthquakes as it lies along three active tectonic plate fault lines. Leading Baluch human rights defender Mir Yar Baluch has lauded Finland's decision to close its embassy in Pakistan, saying the move underscores grave concerns over Islamabad's government's failures and deteriorating security environment. He made the remarks following the Finnish Foreign Ministry's announcement on November 28 that the embassies of Finland in Islamabad, Kabul and Yangon would be closed in 2026. A Khalistan advocate and former president of the now defunct Punjabi Sikh Sangat, Gopal Singh Chawla, has publicly accused the Pakistani authorities and intelligence agencies of harassment, asserting that they have placed him in prolonged confinement and leveled fabricated allegations against him. In recently surfaced audio messages, Chawla claimed that he has been kept under house arrest for the past 2.5 years, restricted to a safe and protected location under what he describes as a false narrative that he faces an imminent threat to his life from India. Navy Day has been celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 4th of December every year to recognize the achievements and role of the Indian Navy. It was on this day, 1971, during Operation Trident, that Indian Navy sank 4 Pakistani vessels, including PNS Khyber. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russian President Vladimir Putin to arrive in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India for India-Russia annual summit. Indian Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in New Delhi. India's Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar assumes chairship of International IDEA for 2026 in Stockholm, Sweden. India delivers Bailey Bridge and 500 water purification kits to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. And Trump administration orders enhanced vetting for H-1B visa applicants. And that is the end of this news bulletin.